This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Ephesians 1:11 puts it this way: in Him we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him that works all things according to the counsel of His own will. Period. Isaiah put it this way. Isaiah 46:9 says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there's none like me, declaring the ending from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel will stand. I will do all of my pleasure, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it, and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed it, and I will do it." So why is he using all these examples, and what is he trying to say? He's trying to say that what happened to Israel is all part of God's plan and has been all along. And coming up, Paul's going to show us how the Gentiles also fit into that plan. That's the purpose of all. We're not going to go back and look at Jacob I've loved and Esau I've hated. This ties right into chapter 8 with what we were looking at. This is all part of God's plan. God knew all this was going to happen. When we get to chapter 11, he's going to say, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew, prognosco. God knew all this was going to happen in advance. Nothing takes him by surprise. Okay, so let's continue here now. Now, coming up, Paul's going to anticipate an objection to what he just said. Can't you hear it now? The proverbial, but that's not fair. It's not fair for God to like someone and hate someone else, right? Before they were born, even. What did they ever do before they were born for God to take sides like that? Ha! Onward, Christian soldier. We ain't camping out there today. Verse 14, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be declared in all the earth. Now do with that as you will. I suggest you bow your knee and acknowledge him as Pantokrator, Almighty God, who does whatever his heart desires. God rules. He raised up Pharaoh like a scarecrow. String bean. Verse 8, that's going to be his name from now on. His old string bean. Old string bean from Hee-Haw, the scarecrow. That's what Pharaoh was. String bean. He raised him up. For this very reason, I have raised him up, that I might show my glory through him. What do you do to that? bow the knee in submission to Almighty God. Just like Jim Johnson got up here and said, so many people are offended the way that God runs his universe. Let us not be offended by the way that God runs his universe and his world. Verse 18, therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills he hardens. Now here it comes again, verse 19, but that's not fair. Verse 19, you will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? What if God, this is verse 22, Romans 9, 22. What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much longsuffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory. And even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he said also in Hosea, I will call them my people that were not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. And it will come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they should be called the sons of the living God. Isaiah also cried out concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant will be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because the Lord will make a short work upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, unless the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we would have become like Sodom, and we would have been made like Gomorrah. Meaning, this was God's plan all along. The remnant of believers would be saved. All right, now we'll close out this sermon with some great theology. And also Paul's favorite technique of comparing two things side by side that Paul always does. Law and grace, old covenant, new covenant. Now it's going to be Gentile and Jew. Verse 30. He's going to sum all this up. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. But Israel, there's a comparison, but Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, have not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. And they stumbled at that stumbling stone. This is what happened to Israel. They tried to find the righteousness of God by works. They tried to keep rules in order to be right with God. How many of you have learned that you can't get right with God by keeping rules? You can't do it. Just like people do today. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 100 times. You just keep the Ten Commandments and you'll be okay. Have you ever heard that before? No rule will draw you closer to God or cause you to be accepted by God. So here comes Mr. Jewish man, trying to keep laws and rules in order to be right with God, while in the process, the Bible says, he stumbled over a stone. Verse 33. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, Greek word scandalon. And whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Now the nation of Israel stumbled over Jesus Christ. They could not get past the fact that Jesus was a suffering servant born to die. expected him to conquer. Even Daniel the prophet saw this coming. Listen to what Daniel says. This is the prophetic description of what will happen in the last days here. When the last world empire at the end of this age. Listen to Daniel explain this to Nebuchadnezzar. This is what he said. Daniel 2:34. You watched. He's talking to the king. You watched while a stone was cut without hands. And it struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, clay, and bronze, and silver, and gold were crushed and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace was found anymore of them. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain, and it filled the whole earth. And that rock was Jesus Christ. That's the stone. Or this from the great prophet King David. He said, the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. That's Jesus Christ, the stone. Now, Jesus will conclude this sermon with these words. He says, therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of heaven will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. Whoever falls on this stone will be broken. But on whomever it falls, it'll grind him to powder. Where do you stand? When you trip on this stone, indeed, you'll get hurt. Like stubbing your toe. Your pride is hurt. Your realization that you don't have what it takes on your own to get into heaven. That's what the stone does. You'll trip over it and you'll hurt yourself. Cause you to look and see you can't make it on your own and you need help. But you've only stumbled. There's a huge stone in your path, and his name is Jesus. That rock is Christ. What do you do with Jesus Christ? Now, today, you've only stumbled. But when the stone falls on you, you're crushed. And it'll grind you to powder. What have you done with Jesus? Church, let me tell you, this mighty stone is getting ready to crush many a skull. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those that trouble you, and to give you that are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on all those that don't know God or on those that obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. These will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe. Because our testimony among you was believed. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.